This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. Here we are, another week, and we're going to be talking about what we hope are interesting and important subjects for all of us who live here in the Western New York community, and topical and current when we can. And speaking of topical and current, we are going to be talking today about nutrition. And during this time, I can't believe I'm talking about healthy eating or talking to a nutritionist while all of us have been sitting home for 9 months, I'll speak for myself, eating junk food and gaining weight and not eating healthy. And now, on top of it all, we come to the holiday period where we are doubling up, I think, on junk food and sugar and cookies and, I don't know, and eating in general. So here we are trying to convince you about nutrition and healthy eating. And in the studio talking to me now is Wegmans' very own director of nutrition. And she is Jen LeGrand, also known as Jen Ferrantino. Welcome, Jen, to our program. But I'm not sure that you're going to be welcome to our audience. I hope they haven't turned off when we told them we're going to be talking about healthy eating. What do you think?
Well, thank you so much for having me. And I am the nutritionist who's here to tell you that cookies do fit. So hopefully everybody will be excited to hear that message.
Oh, I am. I am, especially. That is my totally favorite thing is at the holidays. And I have been, just like I said, eating every bad thing known to man for the last 9 months, probably. So let's talk a little bit about healthy eating at this time of year. Tell me, is there any way, well, between the pandemic and the holidays, is there any way we can still eat healthy?
Absolutely. So I think it's important to think about balance, whether it's this time of year or any time of year. Nobody, including registered dietitians, eat perfectly 100% of the time. So it's about, I like to think about it, 80% of the time, try to follow a balanced pattern of eating. 20% of the time, enjoy the Christmas cookies and all of those other kind of good foods that we really love to indulge in this time of year.
Okay, so well, let's start with pretending it's not this time of year.
Okay.
Tell us what you consider like a healthy, balanced diet.
Absolutely. So we know through research that a Mediterranean style of eating is really great for disease prevention and a whole host of other things. So following a Mediterranean diet that's rich in plant foods like fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, and has seafood in it is really a great way, pattern of eating to follow to stay healthy.
All right. Well, I have heard that about 1,000 times in my life, Jen, but you have to expand a little more and tell me what the heck do they mean? And I've been to the Mediterranean, too, and I never, many, many times, and I don't know what they mean when they say a Mediterranean diet. Does that mean like no meat or no French fries or, well, it can't be because they have French fries in the south of France. So what does it mean?
Right. So it is the whole Mediterranean region. You're right. There's a whole different, you know, depending on where you are, there's different foods that the cultures will eat. And what's great about a Mediterranean diet is it's inclusive of all foods. There's not any one thing you can't have. It's about focusing first on things like those fresh fruits and vegetables or even canned or frozen because that's sometimes more convenient. But getting in fruits and vegetables, whole grains, nuts and seeds, and yes, definitely including seafood a couple of times a week, limiting red meat, but not excluding it from your diet.
You know what? It sounds simple when you say it, but I don't know. There's something about it that I think you have to be more precise, I guess, and tell everyone what they should not eat, that they do not eat in the Mediterranean, that we eat here.
I mean, in the Western society, we definitely eat more fast food and, you know, have a heavier red meat and processed meat diet. And you can still include all of those things, but it's about making those choices less frequent and eating those whole foods more frequently. Mm-hmm. So less fast food, but not eliminating it completely because there's times when that's what's convenient and what's for dinner, but focusing more on those fresh foods.
Now, when you talk about, when we talk about like Mediterranean diet or how people eat in Europe, which is healthier, and I think we should talk about probably Asia too, but they can go out every day. They go out of their little home, wherever, you know, apartment, where flat, wherever they live, and they can walk down the street, and they do, and they purchase. They go to the grocer, and they go to the fish market, and they go to the and everything is the fish came in that morning, probably the plants, the vegetables were picked from the fields, fresh, right? And so, the bread was made if they're allowed to eat bread, and so we don't have that here in our country. How are we going to do that?
Well, so of course at Wegmans we do have hopefully all of those things, and you know, we probably don't take a trip every single day to the grocery store, but you know, when you go there, there's obviously we started as a produce company, so we really pride ourselves on all of the great fresh produce that we have and whole grain breads that we have in our bakery, bake fresh daily. But I think what's important to know is while getting all those fresh foods baked fresh, you know, picked right off the vine is a great way to eat. It's not the only way to eat healthy. Canned and frozen, specifically like fruits and vegetables, can be a great substitute in our diet. And even things like frozen seafood are a great alternative if fresh isn't available. They're both budget-friendly and still provide a lot of the same nutrition.
And another thing that we always talk about is snacking, because I actually talked about that right at the beginning. I think in Europe, for example, they eat three meals a day and don't snack whatsoever. I think that's true. And I think snacking is probably, it's a very American habit. I don't know why. So that's probably one of the things you have to talk about when we're talking about good nutrition and healthy eating.
Yeah, and I think everybody's different, and every day is different. There are days where I can have three meals a day and be perfectly satisfied, and then there's other days where that just doesn't cut it, and I'm hungry and I want snacks, and that's perfectly great. You have to feed your hunger. That's your body's way of telling you you need something. It's about finding a balance in your snacks, and you know, chips and bison dip here in Western New York absolutely can have their place. But more often than not, choosing a balanced snack that's got carbohydrates, fat, and protein to fuel you, to give you some good nutrition, and keep you going to the next meal. So favorites for me have to be a piece of fruit with some peanut butter or almond butter. I love cheese sticks with my fruit, lots of fruit, but always pairing it with some protein, too, to help keep you full.
And now, I think we should talk a little bit about diets for people who, for example, we keep hearing, I'm a vegetarian. What does that mean, and is that healthy for people?
Yeah, so we know that both vegetarian and vegan diets can be healthy as long as we are a little bit more mindful of some of the nutrients that we may be missing. So a vegetarian diet, and every vegetarian can be slightly different on what they want to include, but typically vegetarians do not include animal products. So, you know, your piece of steak or even eggs. But there are some vegetarians, like a lacto-ovo, that include dairy and eggs. So it really depends on the individual, but most likely it's not animal products, and a vegan diet would definitely exclude that. And in those diets, they're going to be great because they, you know, not having those meat products, they're probably filling it in with a lot of fruits and veggies and grains, nuts, beans, and legumes, which are a great source of protein. But the one thing to always consider is if you're eliminating a food group from your diet, what nutrients does that food group provide that you may be missing? So in our vegans, we always want to think of vitamin B12, which is only found in animals. So we want to make sure that those individuals are supplementing with that.
Yes, because I think I've read or heard that there you might be not eating as healthy as you think you are if you have, quote-unquote, a vegan diet because you're not having enough, for example, protein. I don't know if that's correct, but you have to substitute something.
Yeah, there's a lot of great vegan vegetarian substitutes for protein. So beans and nuts, tofu products, they all can provide great protein. It's that B vitamin that you might be missing, the vitamin B12. And again, any diet can be healthy or unhealthy. It just depends on the food that you're choosing to include in that diet.
And along with that, let's talk about portion size, because I know that makes a difference in diets and in people's way of eating.
Yeah, knowing what the portion size is of a particular food item or like a packaged item is really important. So it's one of the first things that a nutritionist would teach an individual looking to make some changes in their diet is how to read a nutrition label. And those actually were recently updated. So if you take a look at a package of any packaged food item, it will tell you how many servings are in a package. And that's something always to just be mindful of. It doesn't mean that you can't eat more than one serving, but it's important if you're tracking something specifically, say sodium, it's important to know how much sodium is in a serving and how many servings is in that package.
Now, this reminds me of the issue of calorie counting. It's how do you do that? Should you do that? And do we know how many calories we're supposed to have every day?
Sure. So you can find out how many calories that you need each day. You can go to the USDA's website on their My Plate site. They have a way to calculate the calorie needs. But there's also different apps and stuff like that you can get on your phone to calculate roughly how many calories you need. And then whether or not you decide to track your calories is really based on what your specific goals are and your relationship with food. Some people find that counting calories doesn't work for them, or it becomes more of a set of rules versus enjoying food. But for others, they may find that counting calories is really helpful to them in meeting their health goals.
Now, there are something laws that have been passed recently, maybe not recently. I remember the big fuss about it when they said you had to certain restaurants like McDonald's, and I hope it didn't apply to Paula's Donuts, I don't know what foods it applies to, whether it's to foods you buy in the grocery store, if there's requirements that they have to put certain information on the label, or if it's like I said, I remember reading that McDonald's had to tell how much there was in the Big Whopper or whatever they eat. So how does that work?
So if I remember correctly, that regulation was passed for restaurants that have a certain number of locations. So I think our Paula Donuts are safe. But if you go to Dunkin' Donuts, because they have enough chains and restaurants throughout the country, they are a bigger establishment, so they would need to put the number of donuts, or Tim Hortons for us here in Western New York. If you go to a Tim's, you're going to see how many calories are in each of their food items. And the same thing goes with McDonald's and stuff like that. And I think what's really nice about that is it helps you make a little bit more of an educated decision on the food items that you're choosing, whether calories mean something to you or not. For me, I like to see it just if I'm debating between two items, depending on how I'm feeling that day, I might choose to pick the lower calorie item. Sometimes that's my decision maker, and sometimes we can all use help making that decision on what it is we're going to pick off the menu.
And not just the menu, but I think a lot of products, for example, at Wegmans, at the supermarkets, have, if you look at the products and you started to say people should look at the label because it has a lot of information. I think a lot of them have calories, how much portion, this portion has this much calories. And this much protein, this much fat, this much, I don't know, sugar, I don't know what they have to put.
Yeah, so that is actually a labeling law. So any product that has a label large enough to fit a nutrition facts label on it is required to do that. So almost every prepackaged food item that you will find in a grocery store will have a full nutrition label on it, or at least if the package size is small, some key facts like fat, calories, things like that. But yeah, you can find a lot of great information. And what's really convenient too is if a package is large enough, many labels, including a lot of Wegmans brand foods, will include a front of facts label. So rather than even having to pick the item up off the shelf, you can compare, just looking at the front of a box, how many calories per serving, maybe fiber, protein, whatever that specific food item wants to kind of focus on.
Right. I remember seeing it. And as you said, sometimes you can compare, like if you even a soup, you look at the label and one will say 100 calories a cup and the other will say 150 calories a cup. Or I'm just making that up, but, you know, that kind of a thing. And you can compare.
Yeah, which is really convenient if you're, like I said, between two items and wondering what it is that you'll want to pick out. And maybe if it's soup, maybe calories isn't what you're looking at. But we know that canned soups have a lot of sodium in it. So maybe you're looking at the item and picking between which one has the lower sodium amount.
I just want to interrupt in case you just tuned in today. You're listening to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. And today we are talking to the Director of Nutrition from Wegmans, Jen Ferrantino, also known as Jen LeGrand. And thank you so much for talking to us today. And congratulations. I just found out why your name changed. So being recently married, that's exciting. And thank you for taking time out. I hope you're not still on your honeymoon, Jen.
Absolutely not. Okay. It's COVID. No honeymoon.
That's right. I forgot about that. Now let's. No, I didn't forget about that. Let's go back to the nutrition aspect. So many things now in the supermarket are named organic. There's meal. There's sections for organic. There's sections of food divided. What the heck is organic, and what does it mean, and what should we look for?
Yeah, so organic is a label that is given to food products that are grown or raised in a specific set of criteria. So actually, if you go to Wegmans.com, we actually have an FAQ about what organic means and what it can and cannot include. One of the key things I think to think about is if GMOs or genetically modified foods is something that is important to you in knowing whether or not a product has a GMO in it. Going organic ensures that you do not have GMOs because an organic product can't have it. Organic foods typically tend to be slightly more expensive because the growing process or the process of raising animals organically can be more expensive. And typically, too, an organic product will also be monitored by a regulating body. So they have to actually pay to do that. So organic items tend to be slightly more expensive for that reason.
So the question is it worth it? And when I was going to ask you that. I know they're more expensive. And the question is why? I mean, is it worth it or is it just a label or should we be worried about? And what, if anything, foods are better if they're organic than if they're whatever the other choice is?
Yeah, so we usually call it organic or conventional. Okay. And choosing between organic and conventional is truthfully up to the individual. So I would say that as far as a nutrition standpoint is concerned, organic and conventional items are typically identical when it comes to their nutrition profile. So the amount of vitamins and minerals that you'll receive are going to be the same regardless. However, if growing practices and sustainability is important to you, or the presence of those genetically modified foods is important, choosing an organic product may be the best choice for you. I will also say that if pesticides are a concern, there are specific produce items that every year we consider to be a little bit higher potentially in the presence of pesticides, and those are typically fruits and vegetables that you eat the whole food. So think about the berries, not necessarily a banana because you don't eat the skin. But if you're trying to be a little bit more mindful of that, choosing organic berries and stuff like that might be a great option for you.
So I think the people that do prefer organic foods are worried, just as you said, about pesticides or chemicals or whatever is used in the your term conventional. So that's probably why they do want organic food, correct?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And there are times where I think picking organic over the conventional item is definitely appropriate. It really depends on how much of the food you're actually consuming. Usually the pesticides are found on the surface of the product. So things like your banana or a watermelon where you're not actually eating the outside, you could maybe save the money on the organic product, but then choosing it on the items that you're going to eat the whole food. So like those berries or an apple if you're going to eat the peel.
Okay, now we started out by saying what a really tough time of year this is for people this whole year has been for people who want to eat healthy, and particularly now when we always talk about it's the holidays and we're just going to splurge. And I know how I want to phrase it. We need comfort food because of all, quote unquote, that all that's going on. Now, how can we still have comfort food and enjoy the holidays and still be healthy? Wait, I'm going to say, wait, the question is, can we? Can we?
And I will say, absolutely, you can. Food is important because it definitely provides us nutrition and fuel and all of those things. But food is tradition and it is comfort, and we don't want to ignore that fact. So some of our favorite tips the Wegmans Nutrition team points out is, again, really finding balance. So 80% of the time, try to eat those more nutritious foods. 20% of the time, enjoy it. Also, not having guilt around the food, I think, is really important. So if on Christmas Day, you're going to eat every single splurge item, if you want to call it that, that you really enjoy, not feeling guilty about it. It's one day in 365 days. You've got other days to eat a little bit more balanced, not to worry about that, and to really pick out the foods that you enjoy. And if you're trying to really be mindful, we have something that we like to call our half plate healthy method, which is really a great tool to use during the holiday season or any time of the year. And it's about filling half of your plate with fruits and vegetables, and then the other half of the plate with whatever it is you want, whether it's those holiday cookies or, you know, a great casserole or something like that. If you fill half of your plate with fruits and veggies, you've kept your calories in check. You're getting in all those great nutrients, and you're still enjoying the foods that you love.
What about my method? Is eating, having the cookies first, the dessert first, and then if I still am hungry, eating something else? Is that a good method? No. Is that a no?
My grandma told me every day, dessert first, because you never know if you're going to be hungry. And I'll tell you what, if you want to have a cookie before you eat or while you're preparing dinner, enjoy the cookie. You'll probably not fill up completely on them, and you'll still have room for some of the fruit.
I thought I was the only one that thought that came up with this, but gee, other people have thought of it too. Life is short. Eat dessert first. Now,
absolutely.
I know that there's another, Jim's in the studio with me and he's laughing because every time we come and say, I wish I had a jelly donut now, I'm so hungry. So I have to go back to one other thing. It's now, of course, we are, this year we don't have, sadly, you know, parties or buffets or, you know, that we can go to and going to other people's homes and eatings. But I know I know this will happen again sometime in her lifetime. So there are some tips that you have that I always hear every year about eating. Let's say you are going to a big dinner or a buffet or a party and you don't want to spend all the time eating, like I just said, cookies or dip. Is there are some tips of how to avoid that, which I know you have, such as, like, have something beforehand, or if you see a buffet, like, check everything out, and as you just said, take the healthy food first. What are some tips regarding that?
Well, yeah, you hit it on the nail on the head on that one. Definitely showing up not hungry is important, whether it's the holiday party or even just going grocery shopping. When you're hungry, the things that you might not have picked before look really appetizing. So have a balanced snack or meal, depending on when you're eating, before you show up. So that way you can think with a little bit clearer head. And then you're right. Take a look at what's available out there. Try to go for those fruits and veggie items first, and then filling up with whatever else you want. And I'll say, too, when you go back for seconds, you know, thinking again about trying to go for those fruits and veggie options first, and then those more indulgent options second. And I would say that the same goes with alcohol as well. So alcohol can have a lot of hidden calories in it, especially if we're doing mixed drinks or, you know, spiked eggnog this time of year. So balancing the number of alcoholic drinks that you have with non-alcoholic drinks, preferably water, but whatever your non-alcoholic beverage is, will help keep calories in check too.
Use a smaller plate. Did you ever hear that one?
Absolutely. Using a smaller plate works. But if it's a buffet at the holidays, I'm probably going with the big plate because I'm going to try a little bit of everything for sure.
Don't stand by the buffet. Or don't stand far away so you're not tempted. I heard that one too.
Yeah, some people do find that that one's a little bit more helpful. You're less likely to mindlessly graze.
Exactly.
If you're not standing right next to it. And thinking about mindlessly grazing, being mindful when you eat, acknowledging the food that you have, taking a moment to think about the way it smells, who cooked it. Maybe there's a great family memory that it's related to a specific item. But being mindful and just acknowledging, taking the moment to acknowledge the food that you're about to eat sometimes will slow you down a little bit and help you really enjoy it. And you might find that you need a little bit less when you're taking the time to be mindful about what it is you're eating.
I was thinking about that. Chew slowly. That one, too.
I would say that that's definitely a diet hack that I've heard out there. You know, if chewing slowly is a, you know, you don't want to chew too fast because you don't want to choke or anything like that. But, you know, I wouldn't say it, stress yourself out about how quickly you're chewing during the holidays.
Well, I don't know about that. How all year round, it's something you can think about all year round, I guess. You mentioned a few, tips that you have in like brochures or writing or online. Where can people get more information from what we've been talking about, Jen?
Absolutely. So if you visit Wegmans.com, there's a whole host of different information on there. Specifically, something that's really meaningful, I think, that for this time of year is there's a new part of Wegmans.com that I don't think a lot of people know about. But at the very bottom of the screen, there's an option called Newsroom. And when you click on it, there's some great articles written by a variety of individuals at Wegmans. But right now, the Wegmans nutrition team has an article in there about specifically enjoying the holidays without guilt. So you can hear from myself and the other members of our nutrition team throughout the company on what our favorite tips and tricks are. But truthfully, if you type in anything in Wegmans.com, there's probably an article about it. So we also have a Feel Your Best site that if you type that into the search bar, you can go there and find some great tips on snacking, food safety, and immune health as well.
Okay, so we've said exactly what to do and what everyone should type in to get to it, right? Because I can barely use my phone. I can barely use my iPhone, so I want to be sure that we're specific for everybody so they'll know what to do. Thank you so
much.
Yes.
Yeah, you're welcome. Just go to Wegmans.com at the very bottom of the screen, Newsroom.
We got it. Okay, so thank you so much. Thank you, Jen. It was really a pleasure talking to you, and thank you, everybody, for listening to On Target. And we will be with you again next week, but in the meanwhile, we hope that you are enjoying this holiday season. Have a really good holiday, everybody. Be safe, and thank you for listening to On Target. Goodbye now.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.